Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Time is 21:22 for you. It's Thursday morning. You're waking up. You're getting ready to seize the day. And you're probably focused on all the bad things, not the good things, right? I love ice water while doing the show. I am kind of right there with you guys, is focusing on the bad and not the good, typically most of the time. And I got up, went to work, had to take a test at work today. Had to like leave work, go take a test, come back. Test for work. And I'm not one, I passed the test, okay? I'm not a moron. But I have a very hard time absorbing information. If it's not in the form of a documentary or a podcast or like a good entertaining docuseries, it's really hard for me to retain that information. I need an instructor that keeps me engaged and focused and doesn't let my brain trail off into la-la land, okay? And that's very rare I get those instructors. I'm not one that retains a lot of information from books unless I admire the author and I know who the author is. My buddy Ozark sent me America 51. And in America 51, it's written by Corey Taylor. Corey Taylor is the lead singer of Slipknot. He's the lead singer of Stone Sour. He's done some shit with Apocalyptica. The man's all over the place, okay? And I've heard his voice so much, and I've seen him in person. I am reading this book like he's reading it to me. I'm hearing his voice. I'm hearing his laugh. Like I'm hearing this in my head, so it's engaging me. So if you gave me a test on America 51, I'd probably ace it, no problem. But anyway, I got a passing score, finished out the work day, came home. My wife made chicken and steak on the grill, of course. I don't eat steak due to the blood type-based diet. I ate the chicken. Because I feel lean, mean, and cock lock and ready to rock and all that good shit. I'm ready to fuck shit up because I feel so good all the time based on this diet. My body feels fantastic. So had chicken, had salad, had some corn, and then did some grass cutting, did some tree pruning, picked some things up that were laying around. And I became very defeated and pissed off. The FJ Cruiser I have, I did not buy new. It's obviously used. They don't make these things anymore. The previous owner decided he was going to drill 24 holes about in the rear cover for the back hatch, right? Like the plastic piece that goes over to cover the electronics and stuff. I don't know what he was mounting or what he was doing, but this dude was like nuts with drilling holes in this FJ Cruiser. And it just really pisses me off because every time I look at something, there's like another hole that he drilled somewhere. And I had it in my head, I'm going to fix all these holes. I was thinking about buying another one, but I'm like, nah, I got a cool idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and take JB plastic weld, fill all the holes in, sand them down, then rhino line it. And how cool would it be to have that back hatch rhino lined? Like, that'll just look sweet, right? So I bought all the shit to do it months ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm doing that today. Go to try to find the stuff for it. It's fucking gone. I don't know where it is. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. It's just gone. And I know what I did. I was like, I'm going to put this somewhere safe where it's out of the way, where it's not going to get lost. And now it's lost. Okay. So I feel like really pissed off and really defeated, and I'm just not happy about it anyway. So ladies and gentlemen, I did want to touch on something real quick with you guys before we really get into our topics for tonight. So you guys have been giving me such positive feedback on this show. And every time I hear that somebody's now listening to it, the messages I get are really fantastic, and it makes me feel good. The confidence boost I'm getting from you guys doing the show makes me feel like I need to keep it going. I need to keep doing it. And we're not talking about a couple people. Like, I'm getting this from all around, people that are making contact about the show. Like, dude, it's great. Keep it going. It's awesome. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep it going. And it's like, it's that confidence boost that makes me want to keep going, right? I don't typically go back often and listen to the shows that I do. I don't listen to It's Doomsday podcast at all, unless I've had a special guest on there and I want to go back and remember what we talked about. This show, I haven't been catching every episode of just because life's been busy, but I know it's decent. Like, I know when I do go back and I listen, I am entertained listening to it. So, And that's not conceited in any way, shape, or form. Like, you have to go back and look at your work, right? Like, if an artist paints a painting, he goes back and he looks at that painting and it's like, yeah, I'm not happy with it. Or no, that's really good. I feel proud of myself for doing that. And it's the same thing here. I mean, I'm an entertainer, a podcaster, entertainer person. So, you know, I want to make sure that this show that I'm doing is acceptable. And if I like it, if I can accept it and I like it, then other people should like it, right? That's what I think anyway. But since I like it and you guys like it and everybody likes it, do me a favor. Why don't you? Share this out on your social media, whether it's your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok, your Clapper, wherever you're at, True Social, wherever. X, share this out. Let people know that you're listening to the show, all right? Because if you like it, there's a good chance your friends are going to like it, and then they're going to have a better day listening to the show, and then they're going to thank you for it later. And then I'm happy, they're happy, you're happy, right? It's a win-win-win. So do me a favor, just share it out for me. Anyway, with the good positive feedback we've been getting about the show, it really is that motivating factor to make sure I get the time to do this every day. To come out here and sit in my vehicle and record the show, because, I mean, I work full-time and part-time, and I have a family, and there's all these things going on, and there's businesses and whatnot. There's just so much going on. So there really has to be that motivation there to make you want to keep going. And that's where I'm now finding this information at. Or not information, motivation. I'm finding the motivation through you, the listener, to keep the Doom Daily show alive and well. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's extremely humid right now. I had to put the windows down in the vehicle. So if you hear crickets and different things in the background, those are not added sound effects by producer Scooter. That's actually what's going on in the background. So something I wanted to get into tonight on the show was the southern border. Yes, I know we're getting back into this. But why are we getting back into it, you ask? Why? Because we've talked about the idea that the Chinese are crossing the border, the southern border. We've talked about this, okay? What we didn't talk about are the actual numbers, because they have largely been underreported. But now an article came out, and there's different things floating around on the internet now with some actual numbers. And this year, as of March, okay, as of March, let that sink in, as of March, they've had over 24,000 illegal encounters with Chinese immigrants. 24,000. That's the population of a small town, okay? Now, you might say to yourself, well, Jester, that's no big deal. Why do we even care about that? Well, because it's up 8,000% from what it was the previous years. 8,000%. Let that sink in. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is why? Why is this happening, Jester? Well, let's use our kid brains, shall we? And let's simplify this. And let's go back. Let's pretend we're all in kindergarten. And we're using our kid brains and seeing things for as simple as they are. And it's very, very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen. They are not, when they talk about, you know, giving amnesty and, you know, granting people citizenship if they go through this channel or they do this special task or they join the military or whatever, they are not specifying whether or not it's Mexicans or not, are they? No, they're just using a blanket term, illegal immigrants or immigrants or whatever the PC term is that I don't fucking care about. They're just using a blanketed term. They're not talking about ethnicity or what country these people hail from. They're not saying any of that. So what happens when you get, say, I don't know, 100,000 Chinese immigrants that come into this country and they all get amnesty? They all become citizens. What happens then? Well, now they could buy businesses because they're American citizens, right? Now they can buy things like your dairy farms. They could buy different crop producing farms like corn, potatoes, things like that. They could go ahead and buy your chicken farms. They could buy, you know, they could buy some of these bottled water companies. They could buy up gas stations. They could buy it all up. Do you know how they can buy it all up? Because we pump all our money into China. And the Chinese government could be planning these people. And then they could become American citizens and China can gift them X amount of dollars maybe. And then they all of a sudden they have money for business funding to buy these things. Or they have some sort of collateral that they obtained somehow. They're going to figure it out. They're going to take over. That is their fucking plan. China wants to run the world. In case you haven't figured that out, they kind of already are. If China would close its doors tomorrow, we'd fucking starve to death. So that's partially the reason. The other partial reason is, let's use our kid brains again. This is an invasion, Okay, that's what it is. If you don't believe that, I'm sorry. If you're that close-minded, I'm sorry for you. I feel for you. The idea that all these people from China are just coming over here for a better life is insane. Do you know how hard it is for these people to get from China to the southern border? Do you know how expensive that is? I'd love it if an investigative journalist could get a number on what is being spent on the airlines for people to come over from China. And then, not to go down a wicked conspiracy road, but we're going to touch on something. Number one is there's been a lot of talk in the media lately about shit that's going wrong with planes. Me personally, I don't care because this is going to mean plane tickets are cheaper for me when I want to travel. So I don't care. Okay? If I go out on an airplane, I go out on an airplane. I'm just as likely to die driving to the fucking airport in a car. So I don't care. It doesn't scare me. It's fine. It'd be a hell of a way to go anyway because you wouldn't feel a goddamn thing. You're just in the air, then you're dead. You're going to shit your pants on the way down. But guess what? No one's going to care because you're going to be burnt to a crisp or disintegrated anyway. So no one's going to be like, ha, that guy shit himself. No one's going to care. It's fine. But did you ever stop to think maybe some of this shit is being pushed in the media so much so they can reduce numbers on flights to get more illegals on planes, right? Like, think about people postponing business trips and saying, let's do this on Zoom. The airlines don't feel safe. Well, now you don't have Americans coming over on return flights, which means they could load these up with illegals that are coming over here from different countries. And I'm not saying that's what they're doing. I mean, it's just a conspiracy theory after all. But it kind of makes sense a little bit. Anyway, so yeah, these numbers, I mean, to be up 8,000%, you can't tell me that's a coincidence. You know, and my wife hit on something today. We were talking about stuff here at the house. She goes, you know, Dooms, she said, things haven't been right since COVID. Our economy's been drastically fucked up. And I was like, yeah, but you know who's doing really well right now? She said, I said China. She goes, well, yeah. I'm like, yeah, they're doing great. It's amazing how that happens. They release a virus and then boom, they're doing fantastic. Well, whatever. What do I know? Anyway, so think of terms in this. You're having all these people come across the border because notice they're using a blanketed term. They're not telling you in the media where these people are coming from. They just keep saying illegal border crossings, illegal aliens, blah, 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 blah. They're not telling you how many are coming from China, how many are coming from Colombia, how many are affiliated and tied to cartels. They're not telling you. And they can only report on the ones that they know about. Use your kid brain. This is easy stuff. People are freaking brainwashed, man. Wake up. You got to be sick of this shit, right? It is insane. It is insane to me that people are just like, nope, we don't need to close this border. We're not going to fight for that. Nope, it's okay. Let anybody come through. Did you ever think, being that they're not screening people, you could have people coming in here from Russia? We got people coming over from all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. All over the world. You don't think Russians are coming in? If you say, no, Dooms, there's no way Russians are coming in. Listen, you just smack yourself right now. Just do it. Smack it. Smack yourself in the face. You're stupid. Okay? They are coming from Russia as well. And they're not telling you this shit. They're not. Because if you did know this, you would be terrified. You'd be terrified to leave your house. You'd be terrified to spend money. You wouldn't want to pay taxes, and you would be bitching to get that border shut immediately. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. I'm your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Okay. To continue on China a little bit, there's an article on the Epoch Times. You guys can go read this. I'm not going to get into everything with this because I just don't feel like it. But we are going to touch on it. And I want to give my thoughts on it. So the article that came out today was talking about how China has like a new military budget in the tune of $700 billion. Let that number sink in one more time. $700 billion. Billion with a B. Billion as in Bravo. B as in Bravo. So think about the bitching that you're doing right now about the money that we've pumped into Ukraine. We haven't hit, I think we're close to 100 billion. I think we're not quite there. I think last time I checked, we were somewhere in the tune of 95 billion. Okay, well, they got over seven times that they're pumping into their military budget. Now we're giving Ukraine $95 billion to fight back against Russia. Now, what in the fuck could China be preparing for with a $700 billion new budget? Because you got to think, they're already established. They've already got weapons, ammunition, tanks, aircraft. They already have all this. But what did these leaders tell themselves to where they needed to up that budget to $700 billion? It sounds to me like they're preparing for one hell of a fucking conflict. That's what it sounds like. And you know what's crazy? We fund China so much. We buy so much of their shit. If you're sitting at home and a Chinese grenade comes through your window and blows you to smithereens, just know that may have been due to the Temu order that you placed. Seriously, like, we're funding this shit because we buy so much products from them. Now, our current administration is now proposing some sort of bullshit. They're proposing the shit in Washington. Something just became law, or maybe it became law a little while ago, and it was just related to this article where, you know, China's like no longer allowed to purchase up land the way they were purchasing it up at. I don't know. That's another story for another day that we'll get into. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a gentleman that comes over here from China and gains citizenship through one of these methods or means, and then acquires land here, and then gets funded by the Chinese to, I don't know, put up an apartment complex to house all his buddies. Maybe that's in the military budget somewhere. Maybe that got snuck in there and we don't know about it. We're one of the only countries on the planet that doesn't have foreign bases on our soil. How much longer do you think that's going to happen? How much longer do you think it's going to be until foreign nations set up military bases on our soil? I mean, we work with foreign militaries right now. We've got U.S. military bases all over the fucking world. None here, though. How much longer do you think that's going to last? How much longer do you think these other world leaders get pissed and say, hey, look, no. If you want to have a military base in our country, we need to have one in your country, too. And I'm willing to bet China will be one of the first. That's if they don't take us over completely. Now, I'm not some big, you know, military mathematician. I couldn't tell you how $700 billion would be distributed. But I could tell you this. We're funding a pretty long war right now with $95 billion. So again, what are they preparing for? How are they going to distribute that money? What is their plan here? If you guys want to go, you know, on the Epoch Times and read through the entire article, go for it. But this is something that has raised great concern for me myself, because I've been thinking that a war is coming with China for a very long time, and the signs have been all around us and people are just ignoring them. And it's so funny to me how we're funding, you know, the Ukraine side of this, and China's funding the Russian side of this as we're passing money off to China hand over fist. And everybody's just like, yeah, whatever. We want our Temu products. We want these garbage products that we can get for cheap. And it's like, no, this is asinine at this point. Why are we doing this? Why is no one seeing this? Use your kid brain and see that this is bad. A five-year-old could tell you this is bad. A grade schooler, this is like a grade schooler paying for protection from a bully, for that kid to go bully some other kid, for that kid to pay off his bully. That's what this is. I mean, and this is what we're funding. This is what we're doing. And everybody's asleep to it. Isn't that wild? Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show. It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show with Jester Dooms. I am Jester Dooms, and the email is doomdailyshow@gmail.com. So we all have pet peeves, right? Things that like really grind our gears, and I got a few. And I'm going to tell you about some of the things that takes the jelly out of my donut, okay? And my things are like just basic standard things across the board that I think that maybe if you do these things, you should knock it off because people around you may not appreciate it. And I watch people nowadays, they don't know how to interact with other people. And it's crazy to me. One of my big things I've noticed about people lately is people just don't listen anymore. When you're talking to them, they are just waiting for their turn to talk. They don't hear a word you fucking say. They're just waiting for their turn to talk, right? And that's insane to me. That's how disconnected our society is becoming. to where the person sitting next to you that you're talking to doesn't even hear you anymore. They're just waiting for their chance to say something because they don't care about what you're saying at all. They don't listen. They don't care. All right. And something that's related to that that drives me nuts is I absolutely fucking cannot stand being talked down to. Don't talk to me like I'm a child because I'm not. I'm an adult. And how we talked about alphas. Listen, I know in certain circumstances when I'm above people and when I'm not. Okay. So I'm not going to listen to somebody that's half my age, that has half the life experience, that has not gotten the places I have in life, who's not accomplished, you know, generalized things in life or, you know, things like that. I'm not going to, you know, you're not going to talk down to me like you're like and lecture me like, you know, right? Get to the places I've gotten to in life, then talk to me. All right. And that's the thing. I can't stand being talked down to. I can't stand being lectured like I'm a child. Now, I'm very receptive when people are talking. I listen to what they say and I take their information and I process it. But a lot of people don't do that anymore. Like a good example of this is don't get marriage advice from someone who's never been married. Don't take financial advice from someone that's always broke. Okay. Don't listen to anybody talk to you about home ownership that they themselves does not have a home. Don't listen to somebody that tells you how to pay off your mortgage if their mortgage is not paid off. You get what I'm saying? And if you have reached these pinnacles of, you know, paid off car, paid off house, good marriage, all these things, and you've got people telling you the way it should be, and they're not in your shoes, they haven't made it to where you're at, you need to start knocking these people down a peg or two and saying to them, hey, man, is your house paid off? No. Okay, so don't talk to me about mine. It's that simple. But people now feel they have it within themselves that they're above people. And it's like a false sense of being above people. I'm not sure where this is coming from. But that's one thing in general is this, you know, don't talk down to me because I'm not the guy that you do that to. Don't belittle me because I'm not the guy that you do that to. I've been around enough. I've got enough of life experience. I've made enough accomplishments to know for a fact when I say something, I know what I'm talking about. When people talk, man, I wish my house was paid off. Yeah, I bet you do because it feels great to live for free and not have a freaking mortgage. You still got maintenance, upkeep, insurance, and taxes. But knowing that, you know, you can go a little while with a wall that needs painted is a lot better than I can't make my rent this month. I can't make my mortgage. We're going to lose the house. And it's amazing when you finally reach that pinnacle and get to that point. Okay. Another thing, a very small thing is, well, it's big to me, but it's small to maybe some other people. I don't like it when people drink from the same glass or same bottle that I drink from. Don't ask me why. I just can't fucking stand it. Okay. It is not something I'm down for. I do not like sharing a drink with somebody. I mean, my wife is about the only one I'll do that with. I don't even like drinking after my kids. And I know that might sound like heartless to some people, but listen, Jester is a germaphobe and I make out with my wife. So I know what I'm getting into in that respect. So she's about the only one. If you're ever in person with me, do not drink out of my fucking glass. That shit annoys the shit out of me. The other pet peeve I have with people, if you come up to me and you have a mouth full of shitty teeth, that tells me everything I need to know about you right off the rip. And here's the reason why. I understand, you know, people get into motorcycle wrecks, they get their teeth knocked out. I understand that, you know, people have been in combat and or maybe they're boxers or they fight MMA and it's like you're missing a few teeth. I'm okay with that, right? But your teeth say everything about you. If you got meth mouth, I know you're a junkie, right? You're a druggie, you're a meth head. I know that from looking at you. And you're someone I don't want around me at that point. But the way we take care of our teeth says how we take care of our entire bodies. Because your teeth, believe it or not, are one of the most easiest things to maintain in the body. Your teeth don't get fat, okay? Your teeth don't require makeup. It's a very easy thing to maintain your teeth. You just fucking brush them a couple times a day, and that's all you got to do. And some people are so goddamn lazy, they can't do that. So if you're not brushing your teeth good, you might not be washing your butthole good. And you probably smell, so don't come near me type situation. You get what I'm saying? So that's a big thing for me. If you got shit teeth, that's a big pet peeve. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to take a few steps backwards. Okay. Ugh. I don't know why that makes me cringe so much. Another thing I have that drives me nuts is Now, this kind of goes with me. You know, all these things kind of focus around me being a germaphobe a little bit. They really do. I carry hand sanitizer with me everywhere I go, and I use it all day long. I am a big, big germaphobe. Like when I'm working on the ambulance, I'll wear gloves, right? I'll wear the proper PPE to not get somebody's disease or whatever it is that they have. But as soon as those gloves come off, I'm sanitizing. Like I'm doing it. If I go sit down in a restaurant, as soon as I'm done touching that menu, I'm sanitizing. Before I put that straw in my drink, I'm sanitizing. When my food gets there, I'm probably sanitizing again, right? And you might say you're crazy, but if you were around me and saw me every day and you see how little I get sick, you'd understand why. Jester doesn't like being sick. Jester turns into a big baby when he gets sick. I get man sick, which means I turn into a big bitch and I don't want to do anything and I complain and I cry and I whine and you don't want to be around me when I'm sick. I am a miserable fuck. So I don't want to get sick. So I work very hard on not getting sick. Okay. I know I'm just kind of throwing these things at you guys at random, but I think it's important you know me, you know, as a host. So I think this might be fun for some people. Along with the teeth thing and something I've discovered more, and again, this stems back to the germaphobe thing, are smells. Okay. The smell of a person's car, the way a person smells, the way their house smells. I can't deal with human scents. I just can't. If my kids are a little bit smelly, like, you need to go shower now. I'm not waiting till later. Like, do it now, dude. Like, you come over and you give me a hug and I'm like, what is that stench? It's you? No. Shower now. Right now, not in 5 minutes, now. But I find myself going into, quite a few houses now, and, you know, maybe reaching in and out of people's vehicles, things like that. And I didn't realize how bad it was until recently, how much these smells get to me and how frequent that they are. I know if it's you yourself that smells, you might not notice that you smell, but maybe ask your friend, your neighbor, your buddy, like, am I a smelly guy? Am I a smelly person? And if they say, yeah, start working on that shit. But anyway, all these things tie back together. Don't be smelly. Keep your teeth clean. Okay. Don't belittle people. Don't talk down to anybody. And for the love of God, do not drink after them. Nobody's going to appreciate it. Anyway, Producer Scooter, I'm out of here, babe. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Everybody, you're almost to the weekend. Kick ass. Have a great day.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.